perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello. Thank you for joining with me this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning that we might worship together in spirit and in truth. That's the only way we can worship God is in spirit and in truth. So we're going to join our hearts and lives together and magnify and lift up His wonderful name. This is the day the Lord hath made, so let's rejoice and be glad therein, okay? Let's get with our broadcast now and do this song right here, and I hope you enjoy this one. Martha begins us off with, "When He was on the cross, I was on His mind."
I'm not on an eagle trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes. I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. On His face, thorns were on His head, blood was on His scarlet robe, stained the crimson red, though His eyes was on the crowd that day.
Does a beautiful job on that song. And you know, the Bible said, yet while we were dead, our voices are still ringing out across the airways. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad that she's able to, that I have these tapes that we can play for you. and I hope that you're enjoying those, okay? I'm thanking God that this is a brand new day that God has given us, and He's allowed us another time to join together. So why don't we just sit back and enjoy the broadcast? I appreciate all the letters I received this week and the finances that come in for the broadcast. So I appreciate all of them, and I can't say that enough. I'm so glad that you're there and you're supporting this broadcast. So we're going to do this song for you here, and this one says, Daddy's Hands. I remember Daddy's hands would fold slantly as he would pray. He'd reach out to hold me when sometime I was having a bad night and a nightmare. You could read the quiet story in the callous and the lines of his face. Years of work and worry had left their marks behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they would hold my mother tight and patted my back for something that I did right. There are things I've forgotten that I loved about that man, and I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done something wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always so much love in my daddy's hands. I remember Daddy's hands working sometimes till they bleed, sacrificing unselfishly just to keep all of us youngins fed. If I could do things over and live my life again and never take for granted the love that was in my daddy's hands. Yes, sir, in my daddy's hands. My mother, she did her best by me, and she loved me, but my father loved me also. I remember he used to take a belt to me sometime, and he'd say, son, I love you, but I got to give you this whip. And I said, Daddy, please stop. You're killing me with your love. But anyhow, my daddy's love, it's great. The love of God is much greater. But a mother and a father is the greatest love that we can have. And when they're gone, we certainly do miss them. So I want to do this next song for you here and hope you enjoy this one.
There are walls made by man, built by frail inhuman hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Sweet hour of prayer that calls.
I want to remember Becky Lilly today. She's had some problems, had to go to Charleston. And I want to remember all my sick friends today. I want to remember, I hope that the broadcast is a blessing to you. And I'm sorry that you're sick, but I am praying for you. You continue to pray for me. I will be at Red Sulphur this morning preaching and be back to Pillar of Truth next Sunday morning. So I've been in radio work many years now, and it gets better and sweeter all the time. So let's go right now and listen to this song. Yes, it says, I've been blessed with many things. God's been so good to me. I have family and friends who share it all that I do. If I have the Lord, I know I'll make it through. He's the only reason I live. Tried a lot of things to find real happiness, but if you've looked very long, then you know that it just can't be found until you find the Lord in the power. He'll be your reason to live, and you'll never be left alone. He's the only reason I live. There's nothing in this world worth Let's go right into the message now. This one says, favor with God.
And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way. And he said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee, children of her sons, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. And Jesus answered and said, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he said unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I baptize with. But to sit on the right hand and on the left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to him, to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. The day that a lady asked a favor of God. You know, we are a favored-eyed people. A lot of our actions, a lot of our emotions are simply because we want to get each other's favor. But I want us to think just for a moment. Is that all that salvation is God's favor to us because we've been so good to Him? Is that what we're talking about here in the Scripture when we talk about a lady wanting a favor from Jesus? Can you imagine? Let me draw you the picture here if you didn't get it in the reading. Here comes a lady. Jesus comes to Jerusalem to preach and to teach, and this lady comes up to him asking him a favor. You see, if you notice the word there, she came to worship. But was she really there to worship, or was she only there to ask a favor? Okay, you've got to get that in verse 20. The Bible said that this mother came to worship. She knelt down. And when she knelt down before Jesus, she did not really come to worship. She came to ask a favor of God. Can you see that in the Scripture? And you know, I wonder sometimes, have we really come to worship God, or have we come asking God for a favor? You know, so many people in the Bible, they really didn't love Jesus. They really didn't love God. People pressed upon him to hear the gospel. But the Bible said the same crowd that heard the gospel left empty. Because the Bible said they did not want to obey the things that he told them. They said, teach us how to love. And when he told them how to love, they went away and refused to love like Jesus said to love. You remember the little children that came down the road and this indignated crowd of Christian people and the children, they were throwing him, bumping into him, and the children were getting in the way, and the church, the people, or the elders said to them, said, children, go away, he doesn't have time for you. But Jesus stopped and he took the little children and he set one upon his knee and said, suffer it to be so, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become like little children, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. Did this woman really come to worship? Or did she only come asking a favor? And you know, we've got to be very cautious about this. Have we come this morning to worship God? Or have we come asking God a favor? You see, we know that He's in the midst. This woman knew that He was there. And a lot of times when we come together, we don't come really to worship God. Because the Bible said there's only one way to worship God, and how is that? In spirit and in truth. We come to admire, we come to adore, we come to praise, we come up to lift up the name of Jesus. That's what worship is all about. We don't come together to see who's got what on and what's got who on, and who's with who and who's without who. Yet we come to church sometime and we've only come to ask a favor. I've ran into people in my ministry that said to me, I'm going to see Oral Roberts next week. I'm going to see Oral Roberts because I need healing. And true enough, they pack up bag and baggage and head off to Oklahoma to receive their healing. Well, that's all well and good. But is that all we go to worship God for? I believe, and I'm just stupid enough to believe it, if I get my priorities right, if I get myself right with God, He will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. You know, sometimes we come together like playing games. It's like almost like a talk show. It's almost like we're just playing games with religion. And is that what this woman is doing? Is she really playing games with Jesus? Is she saying, now listen to it, let's go to verse 20 again. The mother of James and John asked Jesus to give her a very special position in the kingdom for her two sons. Is that the game that God plays? Does God play a game like that? Can you and I come to a petition to Christ to say, hey, Lord, will you allow my son to sit with you in the kingdom? Will you allow my daughter to sit with you in the kingdom? Is that the kind of God we serve? Sam, I don't think so. I don't think that when we come together, that we come to ask God a special position to be given. Well, every one of you as a mother wants the very best for your children. And there's nothing wrong with that. Why, no doubt that many of you may say, I'd like for my son to be the President of the United States. That's all right. Or maybe some smaller position. But you see, when we're beginning to ask God for a position for our children, that's the problem today. Hey, mother, daddy, quit doing everything for that child. The more you do, the less they're going to do. The more you give, is the less they're going to want to get out and earn. That's the thing of today. I don't know about you, but my daddy spoiled me. If I needed gas, I'd always go by and say, hey, Dad, you want to go with me? He'd say, son, you out of gas? He got to know him. I'd get all primped up and purtied up, and he could tell exactly what I was getting at. I'd put on my very best, and I'd sit around the living room, and I'd walk in the house, I'd kiss Mom on the cheek, and I'd look Dad right dead in the eye, and I'd sit down, and I'd get up and move around like an old cat, you know, in a doghouse, and my daddy would finally say, son, you need some money? I said, Dad, I'm glad you asked. And my dad knew what I was looking for. But you know, my daddy spoiled me. My daddy always bailed me out. I got in trouble, he'd always be there. God's not going to give him a special place in heaven just because of you. Amen. He's not going to do that. Because God doesn't do favors. You see, this woman wanted a very special place for her two sons. She wanted them to sit in the kingdom with him. She wanted one on the right and one on the left hand. Now, Jesus had no problem with that. We'll go on down through in just a moment and show you there is no problem. But here's the danger of it. When you go to making decisions for your children, they cannot make their God-given decisions their own self. You can't get baptized for them. They've got to be baptized. You can't get saved for them. They've got to get saved for themselves. And God and Jesus has no problem with people having special things. But they must seek God's will for their own life. I run into so many people who ask me the question, hey, Pastor, what do you think God's calling me to do? Well, how do I know? I'm having trouble keeping up with what God's calling me to do. Notice here in verse 23, and He said unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup. You see, folks, there is a cup of suffering that every one of us are going to have to taste. You remember the young man that came to Christ and the Lord Jesus
said, I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm ended, my life on earth is through. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the skies be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising.
Well, it seems like 30 minutes comes and goes mighty fast anymore, so we're going to have to get away from here. So, Father, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for that one who's lost, Lord. We pray that somehow or another they'll find Christ and let the Holy Spirit deal with their life and accept Christ as a personal Savior. We're thankful for this broadcast. I'm thankful for the health you've given me, the strength you've given me, and the people you've given me to stand by me that I might continue this ministry. This ministry is important to a lot of people, Lord. We're so thankful that you've made us worthy to do your work. So in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. It's always a blessing doing the radio ministry for you and join right in together. I know you're there praying with me and praying for me. So I want you to stand with me now. If you need anything, let me know. We're trying to get some tapes out to your doors, but I'll tell you, it's been tight. We've really been struggling lately, but we need your prayers and we need your financial support very much. So I can't say it any other way. I hope you don't think I'm begging, but for God, I would be glad to beg. So I'm just asking you, if you could help me, I appreciate it. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
There is someone who cares for you. Someone to care.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Post Office Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
And he cares for you. When the disappointments come, and you feel so blue.